twee. Something that is sweet, almost to the point of being sickeningly so, as a derogatory descriptive that means something that is effectively dainty or quaint, or is way too sentimental. In American English, it often refers to a type of simple, sweet pop music.
Hello and welcome to I Hear a New World for April 2009. My name is Milo and thank you very much for having a listen to the podcast. This is a twee special of sorts, and as such we've kicked off with Camera Obscura, who, and we don't mean twee in a derogatory way at all. There's nothing wrong with tweeness, and we're here to reclaim twee. And I think given it's April, it's spring, and we have actually even had a bit of sunshine here in Scotland for the first time in what seems like years. It's nice to have just something upbeat and positive, and that's what we've got today. So not every song could be categorised as completely twee, really, but it's nice to have a little bit of a theme to hang things on. Now, you can download the title track from Camera Obscura's new album. It's called My Modelling Career. You just heard it. and it's really rather lovely. If you go to their website, you can get it for free just by subscribing to their mailing list. And their website is very easy to Google, obviously, but it is camera/obscura.net. Probably best just to Google it, frankly. But you can also follow them on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter, @GaseousBrain. You can follow The Skinny on Twitter. I think it's just @TheSkinny. Let me just double-check this. Of course, I'm on there. I'm always on there. Although sometimes I just, you know, I do have to have a little break because it can be too much. Anyone else feel that? You just too much information. But it is good. What I like, it's not about expressing what you've had for breakfast, as people say. It's about just getting in touch with people and being able to chat with people. And I've actually met people on Twitter. Isn't that bizarre? I suppose it's just like MySpace when it first started and you weren't just spammed all the time. But yeah, I believe it's this @TheSkinny. And anyway, if you go to The Skinny's website, theskinny.co.uk, you will find a link to their Twitter site there. But Camera Obscura are actually one of the bands who are doing Twitter very well. They're not just spamming people with their latest gigs or whatever. They're actually talking, expressing things. Now, one thing they're not doing is following anyone else. But I'm sure that they pick up at replies and things like that. But it is worth following them on that. And I think they're one of Glasgow's top Twitterers, believe it or not. Now, enough of me blathering, as usual. So the next song we've got is by Je Suis Animal, and it's called Fortune. It might just be Je Suis Animal, I don't know, but I like saying Animal, it just sounds better. Fortune Map. It's out on a split 7-inch with Wake the President from Lucky Number 9 Records, and it kind of starts off possibly a little bit twee and turns into a blistering beast of a track. So here we go.
There is 2 ways to read Fortune Map, and I don't have either. Outside the bridge of the hill is your house. If I had a secret, then I'd tell you. I seem to bury your treasures in love.
Adorably sweet, almost too sweet, sometimes hippie-like. It's also a spin-off from the indie style they like being unique but not in-your-face unique. Twee people always love to make people smile. They usually dress mod-like and wear dresses, flowy shirts, band shirts, bows, plastic jewellery and little kid treasures. Twee people are allowed to listen to anything they please, but they usually like chill music, indie rock and techno. Oh my god, did you see Marcy's dress? I know, it's so cute and mod. She totally works her tweeness.
Wow, that is the brilliant Men Diamla with Black as a Cat in the Morning, and I thoroughly recommend you check him out. He is playing the Home Game Festival in Anstruther this month, which is the festival put on by Fence Records, who, if you've ever listened to any of these podcasts, will know I'm a massive fan of, particularly King Creosote, Pictures Trail. Now, they're all going to be playing the usual suspects, but also Men Diamla, and our next band, Animal Magic Trip, will play in a second. Now, both of those played actually one of the kind of warm-up gigs that they put on before the home game, which they call the pre-season friendlies. And Men Diamla is just unbelievably funny to watch. He's really good as well. I mean, his album's got a mixture of kind of funny and serious stuff on it, but he runs about, he screams his head off, and it's absolutely brilliant to watch. So if you ever get a chance to see him, please do so. And again, do a Google for Men. It's Men as in men, you know, M-E-N, and D-I-A-M-L-E-R. Google him, check out his stuff, because he really is superb. And I'm going to just quickly move on to a band that's been touring with him recently, and they're also playing home game. This is Animal Magic Tricks with Poor Heart.
Say.
heavenly, and was not obviously a compliment. At best, it was an affectionate insult. In the UK, calling something a twee suggested that it was affectedly dainty. To the extent there is currently a twee pop revival, that revival is mostly taking place in the US and Scandinavia, where no one knows that they should care about the pejorative implications of the word.
Unspoken and everything I knew, I let it go. This battle in my head, ideas in motion, and everything I had, I put it down.
Never gonna sit around the lights of who you are. Never heard.
Panda Sue there with Moviegoer, and if you are eagle-eared, you may have noticed Steve Mason of the Beta Band on backing vocals just at the end there, and he helped produce the track. And he also had a hand in King Creosote's new single, Coast On By, which is absolutely brilliant. And this issue of The Skinny has a review of that single by Nick Mitchell in his singles column, and also I've reviewed the album, and it's brilliant. I mean, it was a real difficulty in choosing the star rating, and it was a very, very close call. But basically, I've been playing that album since I got it constantly, so if that should really tell you all you need to know about it, it's great. And there's also a new EP out by Japanese War Effort, who we had on, I think, the last podcast, and I've reviewed that as well, and it's really good, so do check it out. Now, you also have an actual piece written by King Creosote in the new issue, talking about Home Game, and it happens that Panda Sue is also playing Home Game, as well as Men de Amla and Animal Magic Tricks, and that is because I'd just seen them recently live. It just all came together, it just happened that three acts on this podcast are playing Home Game. Now, there is, and as I said, check out the issue of The Skinny for his thoughts on previous Home Games. And funny enough, Camera Obscura also feature in the issue too. Now, another festival that's going on this month is the Hinterland Festival, the first one ever in Glasgow. It takes place over a couple of days. I believe it's near the end of the month. And loads of bands are playing loads of different venues. And it's a pretty cheap ticket considering who's playing. The Fall and Jeffrey Lewis, amongst others. But there's also, I mean, a lot of them are local, excellent local bands, up-and-coming bands. But those are two of the biggest names. And even just for them, it's got to be worth going. Now, there's a podcast called the Glasgow Podcart. It's glasgowpodcart.com. They've already had Panda Sue on one of their podcasts. And they also are doing really good coverage of Hinterland. So do check that out as well. And they also happen to be on Twitter. Funnily enough, it's at Glasgow Podcart that you want to search for. And also the Skinny Mag's address, just as a correction from earlier, is at the Skinny Mag. And I'm at Gaseous Brain, just in case you forgot. Now, it just seems it is the thing to do, isn't it, Twittering at the moment? It's really cool. Or really geeky and sad, depending on your opinion. So that was the Twee special of I Hear a New World. Please do Google the artists involved. Check out this month's Skinny for the column that accompanies this podcast. And it remains for me to say just a big thank you to Melissa Davies for her Twee definitions. And we'll see you next month. Bye.
Twee definitions were courtesy of UrbanDictionary.com.